Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Join the conversation. Call 1300 01 1170 or text 0457 736 736. Your rugby league coverage on SEN starts now. Welcome to NRL Crunch Time. Thanks to Ozito. All day, every day.
Yeah, we are looking to launch into the second hour here. Crunch Time on a Sunday. Justin Horro, Steve O'Keefe. My name's Jimmy Smith. Tommy Two Phones is here as well. We're looking at the Roosters on the attack again, but thwarted by the Cronulla Sharks. They'll play it a metre out from their own goal line. 12-10, the scoreline in the NRLW clash, currently being played down at PointsBet Stadium, and we've got 31 and a half minutes remaining in that one. You're doing it, or no, actually, we're doing it, all thanks to Ozito. Ozito Power Tools, German design quality and innovation, powering DIYers all day, every day. We'll talk Payne Huss very shortly, the contract saga. And we'll also talk about Vegas Baby, I think, which is coming up for four NRL teams in March. Before we do that, text messages flying in, boys. Let's get to them. 0457 736 736. If you want to give us a call, we'll take that. 1300 01 1170. And, of course, get us on the socials. DM us. Slide into our DMs at SEN League Twitter and Instagram as well. Hi, boys. Dragons rumour. Dragons to sign Chad Townsend come November 1. Reunite with Flano and mentor Junior Amone. Ben Hunt to be released, and we'll go to the Titans. Ben Hunt wants out of the Dragons. Menai Dragon. Are we back there, are we? Are we back there?
Yeah, I did hear that resurface, about a week ago after the Cherry Evans 300th game. I heard chat that Ben Hunt still wants out at the end of the season. So the Chad Townsend one's very interesting. I thought he's done a great job up with the Cowboys. I'd assume that they probably wouldn't want to let him go.
You would assume, though, that they wouldn't want to extend him, though.
Yeah,
right. So he's coming to the last year of his three-year deal. So Chad might look at it and go, where do I go to get an extra 1 or 2 years? You're probably looking at an extra, you'd want a three-year deal to finish up there. And do you get the sense that Tommy Dearden could run aside now?
We'll see. Yeah, Tommy Dearden's negotiations come into it for sure. So Tommy becomes available to negotiate November 1 for the following season. And I dare say he's going to have to be paid top tier half money.
So give us what do you think he's
worth?
I'd
say north of $800,000 for Tommy Dearden.
Yep.
And then if that is the case, then he has to become the guy.
Okay.
If I was the Cowboys, I wouldn't want to be losing him that quickly. Or abruptly.
Chad.
Yeah.
He's been great for him.
It's been a mate. Turn that club around. I mean, they've been mediocre this year, but they're still a young playing group. But you just go around, you look at the quality halves and how it reinvigorated his career up there.
Yes.
And then you go and move again and have to start again with combinations. I'm like, geez, I'd be trying so hard to get those key pieces of the puzzle together, stick them in, and then work around both him and Dearden. So,
but the other part, now let's make the assumption that Menai Dragon is correct on this. The other part of Ben Hunt going to the Titans. So the Titans, you look at them and you go, yes,
yep, that would be
they become attractive.
Yes.
You know the other thing about a 10-year deal? I was thinking about this. The 10-year deal is an endorsement of the Titans, but not necessarily Des Hasler. Right. So Tino will outlast Des Hasler. Des won't coach at the Titans for a decade. Wonder what clauses are in there, like what coaches, you know.
Yeah.
When you've got that, you know, it was so vital that Tino re-signed with the Titans. You have enormous negotiating power.
Yeah, for sure. Well, he would have dictated negotiations, right?
Yeah. But you'd also think that in that, from a club's point of view, they're probably saying, right, well, we've had this little rain cloud over us about because of your deal with Holbrook being here and not. Maybe it is part of the clause to say, well, we'll give you longevity. But we don't. We'll be sitting here if we do go through three coaches that you're going to then decide or move out. So
yeah, that's right.
Contract's always written in favour of the person writing it in most situations.
Ooh, yeah, I'd challenge that.
Well, you can have your own clauses in there, and sometimes they do come up for whatever. But I mean, we're going to go on and move on to the Payne Haas thing in a minute. But Sonny Bill Williams and other players, or even my time during sport, you know, you're as trusted and faithful as to when that 30th of June comes up on your contract. Then after that, they can tell you all you want to go. But if they don't want to or cut you or don't want to play you, that's completely a coach's discretion. So, you know, and that's generally around your contract. So, you know, I've always been taught when you do your contracts, try and favour them as much as possible, because generally they are written in the favour of the person who's writing it. They want control over your behaviours, your movements, or how they want to see you fit into the club.
Yeah, and that's fair as well. Change today, Harry Grant coming off the bench in that Storm v Raiders game. So that'll be on at, that's at 4 o'clock. Yeah, 2 o'clock.
Yeah, so he's out, also a late change. Will Warbrick's out, experiencing neck soreness. So Remus Smith is making his return from that adductor injury.
Nice.
Tom Heisenhuth shifts to the bench. Eli Katoa is going to start. And so Bronson Garlick's going to start at hooker. No changes to the Canberra side.
Bronson Garlick at hooker. Mm. Wow, that is a throwback. Inverell beat Maury Boomerangs yesterday in the minor semi. So Carmel's given us a Group 19 update. So that's fantastic. If you want to give us a group update, please do so. Afternoon crunch time is my best city to surf time. 1 hour, 11 minutes. 24 seconds. Great run, Justin. What finish time are you looking at for the marathon? That's coming in from Jace.
Jace, I'm just trying to get sub fours for the marathon. That's right. My target. Yeah,
yep.
Under 4 hours. I'm on target for that at the moment. I ran a half marathon in an hour and 55.
Yes.
So,
however,
that's giving you.
Do not double your time.
Yeah. I know.
Do not double your time.
I know, and that's why I say, I'm roughly on target at the moment. So, I'm accounting for that 35, 36 kilometre mark where the legs start to go.
What sort of kit do you go? Do you go? Are you a skins man? You know, with is it just the bike tights and the mesh singlet? Is it this?
We're going to want to give a shout out to ASICS as well.
I was leading you there.
Well done.
Thanks for looking after me.
Written in your favour.
I will say the Magic Speeds went a treat today. Just trialing out a few different shoes in preparation for the City Marathon.
Okay. And Energy Bar, what's, give them a plug?
Energy Bar. Oh, Body Science. I'm with Body Science. Okay. So all the supplements that Body Science provide us before and after the race.
Nathan Picklum and the team.
Yeah, Picko. Shout out to Picko and the gang there, Greg. You know, they're a sponsor of the Podcast Levels Network. Jimmy, why we're at it?
I can't believe it's the second hour. It took the second hour.
BPSC. And poor old Jimmy, sponsored by Lowe's. He gets he's running in a suit and tie.
Hey, at Lowe's. Look at I've got the ASICS. I've got the ASICS Keanu gels on. I love them. Just on that, speaking of contracts, Payne Haas, what do we make of this? Sonny Bill Williams has spoken out today in News Corp. I'm not against him playing for any club. I want him. He's got a great relationship with Payne, as we know.
Yep.
He's got to do what's best for himself and his family. I've heard clubs talk about loyalty and how much they love the player. And then 5 days later, they're getting cut to bring someone else in. Wherever it's a story, it's about a contract negotiation. You're the big bad wolf and people want to line you up. I'm not here to tell him to do this or that. I'm just here to support him. Thoughts, JH?
Sonny's almost he's the poster child for changing the way players viewed, whether it's re-signing contracts, because he sort of changed the game for our era. When I was coming through 2010, you know, Sonny went through all those dramas early on with the Bulldogs, 2007, 2008. And he's right, like, how many times have you been in a locker room with guys, Jimmy or Sock, where it's, you know, everything's going well, and then as soon as you hit a bit of adversity, players' contract might not mean as much as they have in the past. It happened to me twice. So that's where Sonny's coming from, I guess. And you know, the loyalty card comes out when it's generally a big dog. When it's a player of Payne Haas's ability, they're quick to, you know, lean on that loyalty card and go, we brought you through. But there are five or six players that will just quite easily be let go from the club and there'll be no loyalty from that side. So I guess that's where Sonny's coming from.
It surprises me that teams use that line. Like, it's almost in sense of desperation. But we raised you and provided you and gave you opportunity. Well, you know what? They will then give you a contract which they think you will sign, not necessarily what you're worth. So I think what Sonny Bill's saying, and in all of this, the irony, I think, is for for Payne Haas, and not knowing him too well, but only what I'm seeing and reading, is probably what's best for him is to probably stay around family in Brisbane. Mm. You know, he's got some stuff going on off the field. He's got family that lives up there. I wouldn't know. But in regards to going out and searching and getting a top dollar, which might be what Sonny's alluding to and where he might be happy or a move might be good for him, I'm all for that. I'm all for the player doing doing what he, you know, doing what's best in his best interest. And I think the days of loyalty, look, you know, you're loyal when you're there playing. And then if you get another opportunity that is better fit for you, money-wise, family-wise, I'm 100% behind what Sonny Bill has to say.
Jamie Frassard has just gone over for her third try of the afternoon. 20 points to 12. John Strange doing it by remote control down there from the hotel. He might actually be out at the stadium by
now.
He
might be on the big screen. He might have somehow got up on the big screen. And
just line it up a bit further. Left.
22 and a half minutes remaining in that one as they line up the kick at goal. From my point of view with Payne Haas,
yes,
it's this.
Give it to us, Jimmy.
My point of view is this, that you extract the most out of where you want to be, right? Now, if he thinks being at the Broncos is the best thing for his future, then extract as much money as you possibly can out of the Broncos. And if that means agitating via your manager with other NRL clubs, with other codes, do it. Do it. Now, you know, whatever trick is open to you. However, not right now. Do not do it now, because your Brisbane Broncos, and it was reinforced again on Friday night. I've got the Panthers over the line, right? They're done. They are bomb-proof. Nothing can hurt them. But the way the Broncos are playing now and the way they played on Friday, a Panthers-Broncos grand final is a cracking game of rugby league. Payne Haas is a huge part of that. The last thing the Broncos need is a distraction. This could be a distraction. Don't make it a distraction. Payne Haas, come out, and your manager's got to do it yourself and the club's got to do it. We're really interested in signing Payne. I'm really interested in exploring my options. However, we're going to do that in October.
After the
final series.
Yeah, and I think that's what Payne's manager has been trying to push, right? He's been trying to, I guess what we talked about with regards to the loyalty chat, when those conversations are put out into the open, whether it be in the papers or media, they know that that doesn't sit with the players anymore. It's the fans. It's getting the fans pushing that narrative forward, right? And so that then builds pressure on Payne, because every game he goes to now, when he's walking into the stadiums, you'll have Brisbane Broncos fans going, Payne, you're going to stay? You're going to be loyal? You're going to stay with us? So that's where that chat comes from. And I think in the perfect world, Payne and his management would love to extend this to October, even November, get value from, even if he does end up saying, get as much value as he can from all the other clubs bidding on him and rugby union, and then getting top dollar at the Broncos.
You're Rugby Australia, you're another NRL club, and you're the Brisbane Broncos. What are you, Socky, playing Payne Haas in the future?
It's seven figures to start with. And how, look, we've just seen Tino sign 1.2. Maybe there's a bit of character involvement with that, but I think Payne's, in my opinion, the best forward in the game. I can see him being, there's a longevity in there. I can see the reason that Brisbane have had a successful, let's call it, two seasons, even though they missed out and faded last year, but they had some critical injuries at the back end of last year. He's been pivotal to their success. You know, his post-contact meters would have to be there at probably the top in the game, best forward. So I'm signing for over $1 million. And if I'm Brisbane, I'm desperate to get his signature.
Now, over $1 million won't do it. Give me a number, because they've offered him 1.1 and he said, not enough.
Okay. Well, I would throw something like 3 years, potentially 4 years at 1.2 a year, and match similar to what Tino's getting.
What are you paying him?
Yeah, about the same. 5 year, 1.2. Depends on the club too, like where you're at as a club.
Correct.
It would play into the decision as well, for sure. But 1.2 over five sounds about right.
And this is a conversation that just hasn't been happening. This is the second time. Remember 18 months ago, and there was talk about him.
Yes.
Same deal. I want to play in a team that's going to make the finals. That was Payne's statement then, or his management team. And, you know, listening to football experts, Matty John says, like, look, this is just a relationship that isn't going to mend there at the Broncos. They were sort of struggling and teetering on the eight at that stage. They should just break ways with him now. So this is not something the Broncos haven't seen before, and not something the fans haven't seen before. But the change in situation here is that the Broncos are now actually a team. You know, what he wanted 18 months ago was a team that was going to make the finals or potentially win a comp. Well, you fast forward now, they're sitting second. They're on equal playing points as the Panthers, and playing arguably the most exciting football out of all teams in the comp. So now it's going back to money and family.
He's won Player of the Year at the Brisbane Broncos the last 4 years. Yeah. He's won Dally and Prop of the Year 3 of the last 4 years. He's statistically the greatest front rower that's ever played the game, and he's 23 years of age. Do not be surprised if he is happy at Brisbane that we're looking at a minimum 8-year deal.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, especially off the back of the Tino news now.
Yeah.
I would say, I'll throw some at you, Jimmy and Sock. Mm. I've heard these rumblings now for a while that he has been, obviously, whatever's been reported or whatever, that he does in fact want to come back down to Sydney. They ended up losing Tom Flegler to the Dolphins. Mm.
Good player.
If you were at the start of the year and you've got an indication along the way that Payne's most likely going to leave regardless, would you have tried to gamble and continue to try to get Payne, or would you have tried to lock down maybe a sure thing like Thomas Flegler, who just come back to just getting him on a decent enough contract to keep him?
Yeah. It's a good point. And you know what you're doing? You're doing it. You're making decisions without perfect information. Mm. And that's really hard. And it might come back to bite them, you know, because if they lose Flegler and they lose Haas, then it's like, oh, geez, we got that horribly wrong. The other thing we don't know is what's coming through the system. Because every kid still, I think, in Queensland, first choice, play with the Broncos.
I like that Xavier Willison that they've got.
Good player.
I like
Big,
him.
Strong.
Like him.
So their depth of squad is amazing. The other thing about it, if you're Payne Haas, you go, yeah, we're competitive, but our halfback's 33. Mm. He's only got one more year.
Yeah.
So how long are we competitive?
And Reece Walsh is on a really club-friendly contract at the moment, isn't he? Due to the circumstances of leaving
the
Warriors.
Rival, yeah.
Yep.
And the reason that the Warriors let him go is because he took less money to go back, to be back with family. Mm. So Reece Walsh, whenever they start those negotiations, they ain't going to be cheap.
What's
as well.
Yeah. Okay, throw a number at me.
He's a mil. Like, if, what, Kalen Ponga's on 1.2, 1.3?
1.4, Kalen.
1.4? You've got to start at a mil for Walshy then. If he's the incumbent Queensland fullback.
Is he not the most exciting? You're a young kid now watching that, and he'd be enough if I was a 5 or 6 year old kid watching football to pick up a football and start playing, because
he's taken over Kalen.
Yeah, he and it's amazing because the most errors in the game between him, I think Nico Hines and some other ball players, he's probably up to 50, given the other night he had five.
Yeah.
But you forget the quick five because he had the try assist, chip, the running deep into the line, the cutout pass off the base of the scrum. He hits the line so quick. They just attack that left side pretty sharply when Moses went off. And he just dragging in four or five defenders. And those blue eyes. Jeez.
Well,
signing him.
There was two things I was going to say. If you were the Brisbane Broncos and you pushed that contract across the table to me at $1 million, I would very politely push it back. And
if
say,
you're a management of
okay,
Reece Walsh,
so what are you
I'd
saying?
Say try again.
Yeah.
What are you?
Sure.
So, okay,
minimum
you give us a number.
Minimum 1.3. The way they'll do it, though, and this is the other point I was going to make, and it relates directly to his magnificent blue eyes, and that is that you put $1 million in the cap, and then you cannot tell me you can't get some third-party deals. The Broncos are the masters of third-party deals for Reece Walsh. Mm. You cannot tell me that you couldn't get
maybe some free chips at the craps table over
all
in
that.
Vegas when they head over there. Just get him a
your words, not mine, Stephen.
I was going to ask you, Jimmy, and Sock and Scope. So Walsh contracted to the end of 2025. Selwyn Cobbo contracted until the end of 2025. Do they both play for the Broncos in 2026?
Ooh, that's a good question. If I'm the Broncos, I am desperate to keep Reece Walsh. Right, he's got a really strong negotiating hand. I don't even let him get anywhere near November 1.
Yeah, he's my priority.
Yeah. Selwyn, I look at Selwyn and I think, we're talking body shapes, we're talking about the NRLW. I'm looking at Selwyn and I'm like, I'm not sure how committed physically Selwyn is to the game.
Yeah, he'd be a luxury pick if you could get
him.
You know what I mean? Like, if you could somehow maintain Selwyn on, for whatever reason he ends up staying because, you know, they've won a comp or one or two in the next couple of years, enjoys playing with the playing group.
Yep.
But from his junior days, he's always had aspirations to play fullback himself, right?
Yep.
So I dare say come 2025, do you say, Tommy?
Yeah.
Him and Walsh both end of 2025.
There will be teams coming to see well and truly if Selwyn Cobbo can play fullback full-time.
Someone's in Reece Walsh's ear right now telling him you're grossly underpaid. And
you, Jimmy.
So what the cash money, baby? What the Broncos have to do is pay him next year.
Yeah.
even though he's not in your cap, just give him something, because otherwise these things can fester.
And just get it done.
Get it done. Get it done. And
just pay him with loyalty. Oh, come on, mate.
Yeah, that's true.
We picked you up at the Warriors. We're looking after you.
That's right.
Take unders because of loyalty.
Use all of that.
Loyalty doesn't keep the lights on.
and then when the contract gets done, push it back. Keep going, David. David, you're heading in the right direction.
Not a little bit more loyalty.
A little bit more loyalty.
Send that back.
The ultra loyal Steve O'Keefe, 13th year at the Sydney Sixers. So, loyalty is a big thing. Scope and I, we bounced around to anyone who would have us. Fair. 1300 01 1170 0457 736 736. A break on Crunch Time. We're back with more.